Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1945.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Caucasian.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I got an AS.
And that is?
15 years of, 2.5 years of college.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, first getting started, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would you say you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Probably the Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. First, we have Kamala Harris.
I know of her. I know she's a vice president, but other than that, I don't know much about her.
Okay. But from what you've heard or seen on television, is your opinion of her favorable, unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you. Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know her.
Never heard of her?
No.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soraya.
I approve of her.
So is it favorable?
Favorable, sorry.
Okay.
Favorable.
Thank you. And last, we have Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Is it healthcare, homelessness, jobs and the economy, abortion, border security, taxes, crime and public safety, education, climate change, or inflation and the cost of living?
Inflation.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Probably a 10.
Thank you very much. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, Auditor Mother, or Smeralda Soraya, the Democrat state assembly member?
I haven't made up my mind on that one yet.
And if you had to choose, which way do you lean towards? Do you lean toward Joanna Garcia Rose?
The Republican.
The Republican. Thank you. Now, moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's off on the wrong track.
Thank you. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Now on to a different topic. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
And next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
I have not investigated that. I don't know.
And we do have a scale that helps. Based on that statement, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Joanna Garcia Rose, or it makes no difference?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
I like that. I would like that.
Mm-hmm. So we have much more likely or somewhat more likely.
Much more likely. Yeah.
Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And last we have, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learned while in public office.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some more information, let me ask you again. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soraya, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother?
I'm still not decided yet.
But if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote?
Neither one. I'd leave it blank.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soraya during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First, we have Esmeralda Soraya supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare and that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Less likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely. Much less.
Then we have Esmeralda Zelaya voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads and even more, even some of Zelaya's personal expenses.
Is that true?
Oh, well, that's what it says here. So based on this statement, does it make you much more likely?
Based on your
Yes.
Based on your statement, I would say less likely.
And is that much less likely or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Then we have politician Esmeralda Zelaya has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Less likely.
And is that much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Zelaya supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Zelaya traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Less likely.
And is that much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. And last we have, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Zelaya voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Zelaya, Democrat, the State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia, Republican auditor mother?
Based on what you have said, I would go for not Zelaya, but the other one, Rose.
Garcia Rose?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm going to investigate because I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's always good. Thank you. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican? Or lean to Republicans?
I lean to Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
I'm pro-life.
Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position of abortion?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Yes. Who's paying for this?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we're an independent research company.
And what is the name of your company?
Opinion Research. Sometimes as NORS. N-O-R-S.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.